know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
Monday morning from my Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, hope all is well, and I hope you guys enjoyed Washington Watch with Ice-T, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Eddie LeVert and Walter Williams.
Really
doing
good
thing.
Show yesterday, yeah. Roland.
Yeah,
really
fabulous, good. Fabulous show. So thanks all for doing that. Tom, you've always made it clear on this show when it comes to the importance of black media. I've run three black newspapers, living the black media experience. There's a new consortium kicking off today. Big story, the New York Times. You're going to see lots of ads coming out real soon, focusing on In the Black, telling these advertisers, stop ignoring black folks and black media because that's where our heart is. The leader of this, one of the folks who is spearheading this, she is the CEO of BET, Deborah Lee. Hey, Deborah, good morning.
Hey, Roland. How are you? Good morning.
Doing great. Always a pleasure. Look, In the Black, we know the importance of it, yes. But as you know, you and others have been stating, advertisers are basically saying, yeah, we can pick those black folks up because they watch other stuff. We don't need to buy black media.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what we see happening more and more, and one of the reasons we wanted to get black media together, is that, you know, one of the things advertisers are trying to do now, not only ignoring us, but now pitting us against the Hispanic marketplace. You know, the census data shows that Hispanic marketplace is growing. That's all well and good. We're growing also. You know, and there's still this small budget allocated to minorities. And our point is that budget has to grow. You got to take money away from general market. You can't say it's either Hispanic or African Americans. It needs to be both. Both communities are growing, and you need to take it away from what they call the general marketplace, which is basically white. And so this is an historic consortium of black media. It's the first time we've gotten together and cooperated, and we want our voices heard. We want to emphasize the importance of our audience, that it's growing, our spending power is in the trillions now, and that black media is the best way to reach this audience. We have a special connection to this audience. They trust us. They love us. And when they see an advertisement in our media, whether it's TV, radio, print, digital, they know that advertiser is reaching out to them specifically, and that means something to them. So
you know,
I'm
Deborah,
very excited about this.
I also think black folks have got to stop being afraid to demand something. I mean, I'll hear black folks say, hey, no, we're all in this thing together. And I'm going, look, everybody else ain't talking the same way. And I don't think a lot of folks out there do understand the effect of when you're spending in black media, the jobs that are
right.
There,
exactly.
Folks sending their kids to college, households, other spending we do. I mean, it's definitely a trickle-down effect.
Right, exactly. And I know you and Tom have been big supporters of this. But we should support and spend money with advertisers who recognize that, who want to support us, you know, and we do have spending power. And like you say, we should demand our fair share and not settle for, you know, the trickle-down small budgets here and there. We all produce great content. We're very committed to this audience. And, you know, I hate to see so much of black media suffering. You know what's going on with black newspapers, black radios having a hard time. And
mm-hmm.
We just have to demand from advertisers, look, this is an important voice. This is a diverse voice. You know, it's important to our community, whether it's through the political sphere or just what's happening in our community, seeing our images. You know, we all know there are no images of African American in what they call general market or mainstream. Or if they are, they may be images that we don't approve of. So we need black media. As one of the quotes in the New York Times article, we're not in a post-racial environment in terms of black media.
Now, I got to throw this out. Deborah, and to Tom, you know, we talk about the importance as well. We see the same thing, though, in politics. Every other media industry, local TV, national television, they plan their 2012 budgets around the big expenditures in politics.
Right.
But what happens is black media is getting virtually nothing, and we know how critical our votes are as well. So it's sort of the same story we're telling. Look, don't act like you can reach us in huge ways by just advertising elsewhere. You must also spend those political dollars on black radio, on black television, in black newspapers.
Exactly.
And yes, that's why I love the advertisers that we both share, Deborah Lee.
Right.
Because those few that advertise in black media recognize the power that we have to influence people to do great things. And it's only a handful of them.
Yeah.
And you see the same people advertising on BET as you do on TJMS and TV One and so forth and so on. It's just a handful of them, but they get it.
Right.
And smart advertisers, smart companies know that this is where you go if you want to reach black people and you want black people to do great things.
Right. And Tom, you know, we all spend a lot of time in the advertising community trying to educate advertisers.
Oh my goodness.
For those who don't get it.
Just last week I was walking up and down Madison Avenue.
Right.
And
right.
And when I see TV shows like Mad Men, I don't know how that makes you feel. But you know,
right.
we didn't exist. We didn't exist.
Right.
And we didn't.
Yeah.
I gotta throw this in. The hashtag is called In the Black. So we want all of our folks talking about this, using that hashtag In the Black, so we can drive that to let folks know that we are paying attention and we're gonna be making some serious demands when it comes to our spending dollars.
And Deborah Lee. And the website is up.
All right, Deborah Lee.
Deborah Lee, thanks a lot.